Ole Miss fans, summer always changes how I get dressed. When it's 95 degrees in Mississippi and I'm bouncing between the ballpark, the studio, and whatever Ole Miss event is next, I want clothes that are comfortable but don't look like I just rolled out of bed. That's why I've been wearing Quince. Their European linen shirts have become one of my go-to pieces this summer. They're lightweight, breathable, and actually look good whether I'm covering a game or recording a podcast. The thing I like most about Quince is you're getting high-quality essentials without paying luxury brand prices. Their linen shirts and pants start at just $34, and everything is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they cut out the middlemen and work directly with ethical factories. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/TOC for Talk of Champions, TOC, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, QUINCE.com/TOC for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk! Oh my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines, be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Welcome into the program, my friends. It is the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Yancey, Chuck, Gary in the studio. Later on, Jake Thompson, Gordon Ford, all in to talk with us here in January. Hi, men.
Hello.
And you've been calling some good games here lately, hadn't you?
Do you know how much more fun it is to do wins than it is
yes,
losses?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
I've
sir.
Thought about you at the end of those games. Like, I know Gary's happy. I know he was. It's kind of tough when you're announcing for a team that's struggling the way that they were.
Yeah, and then, you know, you get people text messaging you at 5 and 6 a.m. when the replay's going on SportsCenter and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, really fun. Really fun.
Well, you know, got a one-pointer and you got an OT
dude.
Win.
Yeah.
Man, those will make your hair yeah, great.
Right, and the Missouri game was a little, you know, you had to – go a little back and forth with that, but it's been fun, and it's kind of like what we've been saying. I've been saying, look, the talent is there, the preparation is there. It's just getting it somehow and putting it together. And if you've listened to Coach Beard, it's like trying to figure out his rotation, trying to figure out what he wanted to do. And I don't know what it was in the second half of Arkansas, but he liked something. He said it in that post game show.
Mm-hmm.
I found something I like, and you know, right now it's. You know, A.J. Storr coming off the bench. But go back and think, Brake came off the bench. One of the best players, you know, and it's only 30 seconds. I mean, A.J. Storr was at the scorer's table
That's
about
right.
45 seconds into the game
yeah.
in Startville. So, I mean, it's, you know, he doesn't necessarily start, but he's finishing. And then Patton Pinkins. Yeah, right place, right time at Georgia, made one shot against Mississippi State. And that was with 18 seconds left to win it.
It was a big one, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Absolutely.
I thought he was going to take that three from the corner. And then he had faked and then
yeah.
drove it there and hit the floater. And they've been missing so many of those floaters, too. So it was
and
good to see that come in.
He's also gotten Kamerdine going, too.
Yeah.
Very aggressive.
Big
gotten
difference.
In there.
And Klofke.
Yeah.
Klofke.
That's right.
Eduardo is playing a lot better.
Yep.
I tell you what I feel like Coach Beard is coaching by feel more
yep.
than by a certain rotation. You can tell, I mean, you know, like one game, Dia didn't play the whole second half.
And it was Corey Chest that played against
yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, and that's not by plan. That's by he's feeling it as he's going.
That's right.
And that's fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, things coming together like they are. We saw the big three earlier in the season play so well the first few games. And then, you know, Elias got sidetracked, right? Store was either 20 points or 2 points. And I think he's averaging, what, 23 points now in SEC
play? In the last three games, 23.3.
Yeah. So it's, you know, getting those three together. And then, like you said, Perry now has a role. Everybody has a role, right? Klafke's playing so much better. He's being more aggressive offensively. There was really no rotation. It felt like he was filling it all the way through the Oklahoma game when it looked just as lost as ever. And now things are just coming together.
First South Farm Credit specializes in financing all types of land loans, whether you're looking to refinance for a large tract, if you're purchasing land, recreational use, investing for the future. First South can help. All you got to do is go to firstsouthfarmcredit.com. Five things with Yancey, Outback Steakhouse, and our friend Steve Grantham brings these to you. He has 9 locations in the states of Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought of the day. If I would have told you that Ole Miss would only lose 2 starters to the portal currently and potentially 2 more, with the names not being Trinidad or Lacey, would you have taken it? I know I would. Kudos to Pete and the Grove Collective for protecting this potentially championship-caliber roster for the 2026 season. Thought number 2, the spots that I believe Ole Miss helped themselves the most in the portal are linebacker, running back, and safety. Hint, linebacker and safety were the 2 biggest weaknesses on the 2025 roster. Thought number 3, on the opposite side, the spot that will need to be addressed in the ongoing portal is obviously offensive tackle. They graduated both their starting tackles, while their projected start at left tackle left to LSU. That hole is still there. This will be the utmost importance going forward. Thought number 4, the only questions on the current roster is what will Princewell and slot Caden Lee do next? Admittedly, I don't feel as good as my sources do with either player. We'll see. And the last thought of the day. Lastly, man, I'm getting ready to get into some basketball. I feel like we barely covered this team because of the championship run in football, but those boys are getting together with a now 3-game SEC winning streak. What's been the difference? They're only getting serious production from one of the big three, which includes Diaz, Store, and Elias. Now they're getting production from all 3. If those 3 continue to play consistently, this team could become a sleeper in the SEC. But if one of the 2 or those are off, the margin is just too thin for them to win games.
Jake Thompson will join us on the other side. Stay with us.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number 1 real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of 5-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch, or online, RomeroMiller.com, or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there. If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Let me give you the text message line, too, for those of you listening. 662-426-1093, 662-426-1093. We've got an offensive line question. We're going to jump into that, and we'll have some others as well. I also need to tell you about the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Farese Group, over 20 years of experience, proven track record, helping retirees invest and not outlive the savings during retirement. 601-607-4141 to schedule your free consultation. Jake Thompson joins us now. Hi, Jake.
Hey, Gary. How are y'all doing tonight?
Think we're good.
Doing good, Jake. Your overall view of the portal so far for Ole Miss and football?
You know, I think they've done pretty well, you know, portal-wise. I like the moves they made. Obviously, it was defense-heavy at the start. They've gotten, you know, a lot of offensive guys sprinkled in. Obviously, we're going to have about 500 running backs in the room, which, hey, that's not a bad thing. I like the ones that they brought in. And we saw where, you know, you needed that next guy, which, you know, all the props to Logan Dix for doing what he could in that Fiesta Bowl, but just not having Kiwan at full strength obviously hurt us there. And you'd like to have some other horses in the barn, and I think that's what they've got, especially with the Michigan State guy, Frazier, who they got in the boat today. So I've loved how they've sprinkled it on both sides of the ball, and it's one of the solid portal classes.
And Jake, I don't think we didn't lose as much as we gained, in my opinion. Now, we did lose some quality players to the portal, but at the same time, I thought they were very replaceable, and that's no knock on them, just the fact that I think the coaches did a good job of figuring out who they wanted to replace them and got it done.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of, I guess the word we use now, processing. I think there's a lot of meetings had with between Pete and his staff and the players, and you go down the list of the guys that are out already, you know, heading somewhere else, and a lot of them were, you know, key guys, you know, people you'll miss at times, but I like Chuck said, I think they replaced them either equally or maybe improved in some areas, so it's not a total loss. I think maybe the worst loss, just in terms of having an extra body and a guy you thought would be a starter, is Prince Will, and that comes with a whole other saga to it. But, you know, I think they either came out, you know, even money or maybe even came out on top on some of these new guys they're bringing in.
They still need to find a tackle or two, though, right?
Yeah, I think offensive. That, you know, it just seems to be the position Ole Miss fans, you know, wring their hands about and worry about it constantly is the offensive line. And, you know, you lost some guys that you wish you would have kept in the portal that probably would have helped at least have some warm bodies that you knew could do something. So I think that's where they'll aim next. I mean, I know they've already got a ton of guys already in, but I'm sure that's where they're looking now is that offensive line to see what they can bring in. And, you know, obviously I think February 2nd is the drop date for Ole Miss. So if you want a guys in now for the spring, as we've seen, that's valuable. You've got about two and a half weeks maybe to get guys in to be here for March.
Yeah, you look at the offensive line, and not to throw fuel on the fire, but you're bringing right now there's 8 scholarship offensive linemen. That's it, coming in for spring ball. You've got 3 more coming in from the portal, so that's a total 11. But 2 of them, Oliver and Sanders, are most likely going to miss because of injuries that they had to have cleaned up. So you're left with 9 offensive linemen for spring ball. Chuck, have you remember the numbers ever being that low?
No, I don't. It's normally 13, 14 in spring, and you had 3 or 4 in the summer or for August practice.
And, guys, you look at it, normally you're going to have 17, 18. That's kind of every roster that I covered when I used to do the recruiting gig. every coach, all when I'd go through the numbers they had at each position, it was either 17 or 18 through all, you know, from the 90s, you know, through the early 2020s when I got out of the business. You know, they're going to, right now as it stands, they only have 13 offensive linemen next fall that are going to be on scholarship. And that's
It's not enough.
No, and we're talking about one or two. They need to add five or six offensive linemen from here on out. That's my biggest concern going forward.
Jake, what's your?
Yeah, I think they'll be active here in whatever a little bit more time. Everybody's active in the closing part of this portal window. You know, who knows? You may get some Indiana, Michigan, Miami guys pop in there tonight after the game that they want to talk to. But I think they'll add some. You know, come summer, you know, during all that, right before everybody's back in July. So I think they'll get some, and just this one maybe have a little more patience on.
What's your opinion, Jake, on where you think this Trinidad Chambliss thing is going to go?
You know, it's as a lot of people will kind of feel similar to this who are listening, it's been like one John Grisham novel after another. I mean, you got the lawsuit going on now and filed it in you know, Lafayette County Court with what looks to be a friendly judge to Ole Miss's eyes, at least, that will oversee the proceedings whenever those, well, you know, will be heard. I think that he has a chance. I know everybody kind of goes back and forth, I think, feeling like they feel good about it, and they don't because they see what some other injunctions or decisions made by judges nationally have done that may be similar to Trinidad's case. But, you know, I just don't think they put all this effort into it and had Tom Mars go to this great length, who has been on the other side of the table with them at times in the last 10 years. If they don't feel like they have a shot to get this either by the appeal working or just going straight to the, you know, legal route and making it a, you know, restraining order, injunction, whatever you want to call it, and where he can at least play through this fall, and then whatever they decide in January, you're hoping, or February, and it doesn't matter because he's out of eligibility anyway.
You know, it blows my mind that Max Johnson and T.J. Finley both got their seventh year. Carson Beck's playing in his seventh year tonight for the national championship, and Trinidad's only asking for a sixth.
The irony wasn't lost on me Friday, you know, when we were all driving back, or I was driving back from the desert, and the Trinidad denial popped up, and that, you know, the night before, you know, 12 hours earlier, they were beat by a guy who had played a seventh year.
Yeah.
Who had left for the draft, withdrawn, popped back out, you know, transferred, and he's allowed to do all that. And Trinidad, who has just played his first Division I season, is not allowed to try to have a second one when we've seen a bunch of more outlandish reasons approved. So it was not lost on me that day, and that's why I think they'll initially get it. But I think that, you know, I'm hoping they'd say, hey, let's get this heard fast. It's not like other major trials or cases that need to be heard. So I'm hoping they know something here once this semester gets started.
But you know what? They've got some good insurance with Deuce Knight and Walker Howard in the house, and I feel good about those two guys. So it is what it is.
And Beck said he graduated 2 years ago.
See him in a couple of months this spring.
Yeah, you know, Beck graduated 2 years ago, hadn't even been going to classes for the last 2 years.
No.
Strictly professional ball for him. But, you know, what gets lost in all of this is Trinidad's only had 3 years. That's it. So two of the years, it sounds like a lot when you're saying 6 years, but he's only had 3 years to compete. So I'll be very surprised if there is not a emergency and then a preliminary injunction applied after that, you know. So going on to the next thing, I think the linebacker, Jake, and safety, and now running back, since they've added two more and a stud today, are the positions that they helped themselves out the most. Where do you think Ole Miss helped themselves the most in the portal?
Defense, because I just feel like that was the area that was the weakest. Even though it was really good, there were weak spots, you know, especially in that, you know, at times linebacker and especially the secondary, if Kite was out or hurt, and the other guys just didn't have good nights. So I really liked what they added in the Baylor linebacker and Keaton Thomas. The Tech linebacker I kind of like as, you know, not a depth piece, but can fight to rotate in and out. And, you know, of course, you know, if Ole Miss gets that, Fornelli, the Clemson or current Clemson linebacker who may not be current anymore, if they get him in there, I like what they've added there. And, you know, I like some of the additions in the secondary too, with the Auburn guy Crawford and mm-hmm. the player from Florida and Denson. So defense, I feel a little bit better about. You know, I know everybody is still upset about losing Princewell, but I think they're going to be okay up front with what they're bringing in. And Pete knows what to shore up on. That's his side of the ball. Those are his positions. So I trust in what he's added. So I think they're going to be really good there. It's just, will they have Trinidad, and can they keep this offense going and make a run in the fall?
Jake, a great job, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it, y'all. Have a good one.
Text messages are next at 426-1093 and a little injury report as well. It's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Your company's roof is one of your biggest assets, protected with proven expertise. Riverland Roofing is a licensed and insured commercial contractor specializing in fluid-applied roof coating systems that extend your roof's life and save you money. As a certified GAF Coatings Pro Plus contractor, Riverland delivers high-performance coatings backed by 20-year no-dollar limit warranties. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing keeps your investment covered. Learn more at riverlandroofing.com/rebels or call 662-638-0562. Kemble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Kemble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Text messages are brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCM, Oxford.com. We pretty much handled the offensive line discussion there a little bit with Jake, but do you guys want to expand a little bit more on that? Because that has been a concern for our listeners.
I mean, it should be a concern. I mean, who is not concerned about it? You got three offensive linemen coming in. You got two of your tackles that graduated, and you got another one that graduated, and you got three or four that went in the portal. I mean, you know, you're losing eight, and you're bringing in three. Numbers don't add up. So they got to get it up. They got to get those numbers up. And you know, you don't have a spring window anymore. I don't know how the grad transfers work out. We don't know quite yet. They got to Tuesday, right, to release the players that went into the portal in the last 24 hours. I hear there's one, possibly two, that went into the portal that Ole Miss feels like they're going to have a good shot at. Maybe that's where this come in. You brought in the Northeast Louisiana, Kay McBroom. You brought him in this past weekend. Alabama, I hear, is kind of backed off a little bit. He visited both schools this past weekend. I hear he looks like Tarzan on the hoof. He only gave up two sacks in 2 years there. So we'll see if that's one. And, you know, Chuck, I don't know. You tell me.
You said it. We need to sign a couple. There's no doubt about it.
Or four or five.
Well, I don't think there's going to be that many available.
I don't either.
I think one of the most underrated aspects of last year's team were our two tackles, yeah. Diego Pounds and Jaden Williams. Diego Pounds went 14 games and didn't give up a sack. That's almost impossible.
Yeah.
And Jaden Williams.
Chambliss helps that out a lot, right?
Well, sure.
Tom's escapability.
I get that, but I mean,
they were awesome.
He did his job, and so did Jaden, and now they've got to be replaced.
And Chuck, you know, again, they went with the same five offensive linemen after the first game. I think that's when Townsend went in, maybe in the second game. Yeah. The last time that happened was 2012 in Freeze's first year when Rod Davis and that whole group came in. And they played every snap. You know, that's about once every 20 year happening. You're going to get injuries. So I think right now is probably, I would imagine, you're going to have to slide Sanders outside, but he's going to miss spring drills because of the labrum surgery. And you have to maybe bump Kudus. Now, he did play tackle his first 2 years at Arkansas, but, man, he was really natural there at right guard this past season. So you're going to get that the way it stands now. Now, maybe they signed some guys on the outside that we're not talking about right now that we don't know about, but it's going to be that situation where you're really – having natural guards playing outside. And the good news is you do have Chambliss, and he can cover up for a lot of pressure that you get on the outside with his skate, you know, the way that he can use his legs. So we'll see.
The NCAA says Miami and Indiana players have 5 days to enter the portal. It starts tomorrow and goes through the 24th, and that over 10,500 in D1, D2, and D3 went into the portal so far this year. 3,300 in D1.
Indiana's average age on their football roster is 23. So I don't know how many players that Indiana even has eligible to come back next season. They're obviously recruiting one-and-done guys that are old.
They can get their seventh year.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Any idea on a timeline for the Trinidad Chambliss situation?
No, I don't.
I heard 21 days is what I'd heard from when it was officially filed, and that was when that come out Thursday,
yeah,
maybe Friday. Week. So I think within the next couple of weeks, we're gonna hear if the injunction takes place, preliminary, then that carries all the way into, you know, it goes to court, which these things are going to drag on way past next season. And if it doesn't, if they don't get an injunction, from what I hear, then it's just over unless the NCAA comes out during the appeal and grants him a 6-year.
Has the Cal linebacker signed? That's a text message as well.
I don't think there's – you don't sign NILs. Nobody signs.
Enroll in class.
They enroll in class. Now, they sign financial aid papers with the university for their scholarship. You sign with the collective and with the school, collective with the NIL, and then with the school with your revenue sharing. What happened with Clemson, and I have no idea, they didn't give him any revenue sharing. So there was nothing to sign with Clemson. As you see with Ole Miss, with players like Princewell and with Devin Harper, they had Ole Miss had players that actually signed revenue sharing agreements with Ole Miss that could end up at other schools. So that still does not stop a player from being able to go to another school. But you have that school that they go to has to pay that buyout. But with Clemson, Luke didn't even sign a revenue share agreement. So I don't know what Clemson is mad about.
And injuries that we need to talk about quickly on the way out?
Well, with Sanders, the rumor is he had labrum surgery, kind of what we had with Gitt, Santarian Perkins. I don't think he'll practice. And then Oliver, we hear that it's an ankle or foot issue, so he's most likely going to miss spring as well.
Gordon Ford's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk a few things with him in the world of basketball, and there is a basketball text message question. I'll get to that, too, in the next time we're with you. It's the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more. are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929. 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Still to go, we'll look into the recruiting with Yancey. I've got some SEC Ole Miss news. Chuck has the good, bad, and ugly. And now we're going to bring in our friend Gordon Ford. Hadn't been with us in a while. Hey, G.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Things are good. How are you?
Good. I'm a lot better, man. You know how I was beat up most of the year, you know, after a broken shoulder and some other things. So, man, I'm ready to roll, bud.
You ready to come off the bench for about 10 minutes a game?
Absolutely, and hit the 3 when I come in.
All right. Love it. I love it. So what's your take on this turnaround, this wonderful turnaround by the men's basketball team?
My main take is that everybody is clicking and getting their roles and understanding where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do. Like, you look at Travis Perry. I mean, he got 3 the other night, but, you know, it's kind of a big 3. And then the night before against Georgia, you know, comes off the bench and gets 14 or 16. And then you just look at everybody else. And this Chess kid, who is, you know, he was highly recruited coming out of high school. You know, he's a banger, and he's come in there and give them, you know, some real good minutes. And, I mean, look at, you know, Carbines. I mean, he's becoming what people thought he was going to be. And the bottom line is, I think the biggest problem that I think they have right now is they just don't have the ability to pound it inside. Like, you know, even though Dia's in there getting some points, you don't have that guy that can go in there and get you a lot. But you know what? Ole Miss against Georgia went to a smaller lineup. And, you know, I'm just going to say this. I hope I can say it this way. But Beer's coaching his ass off. And
yeah,
that's all there is to it.
And it was funny at halftime of the Ole Miss State game when they were going to the analysis of the game on the SEC Network, the 3 guys in there, they were saying if Dia will just stay in the paint, Ole Miss is going to win this game.
Yeah.
I started kind of giggling to myself because that's what Ole Miss fans have been saying for 2 years now. But without the lack of big man, you know, on the roster, that's going to be productive. And Gary, you know better than anybody, if Dia can stay down there and be productive in the paint, that makes a world of difference.
Yeah, they're calling him out on the SEC Network. I want to say it was Ron Slayer, one of those guys, saying, you know, he should be getting down there on the block, but who knows what he's going to do, or if he's roving around or shooting a 3 or something. If he gets down there, I mean, he's got educated moves, and, you know, he knows how to play down there, you know. I mean, he could turn and face the basket and score. I mean, shoot the jump hook occasionally. But, I mean, the bottom line, he's out there hovering around the top of the key and stuff at times. And if he did that, like the guys on the SEC Network said, I think we'd be a much better team because it's evident Scott is not a scorer, you know.
No, but the actual post players, if you will, are James Scott, Corey Chess, and Augusto Casilla. And they combined for 12 points and 14 rebounds in that game against State.
And Dia got 11.
And Dia got 11.
That's what you want for him.
So to G's point that they have some roles and they're defined is there. But the bigs are doing what they need to do for this team.
And Gusto, talk a little bit about him, Gary. He's not going to be your 14-10 guy, but man, he can come in there and give you some production when he gets in there.
Yeah, I mean, he played 15 minutes the other night. The problem that he has, he's so aggressive and so, I don't know how to call the way he plays, but he gets a whistle quick, right? I mean, he's prone to find a foul. And so offense, he's the one that may be a little better than the others offensively. James is going to be a rebounder, dunk it. Corey's going to be a rebounder, can handle it. That's what I'm saying. They got 3 guys that they try to wrap into one person as the quote post player. And then D is your 4, and he only played what, 3 minutes in the second half against Georgia. He had to find a way to stay on the floor at State, and he got 11 boards.
Yeah.
And so those guys are kind of figuring it all out, because what Ole Miss does that a lot of teams don't do is shoot the mid-range shot. Mm-hmm. And they're good at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you give Patton Pinkins and if you give Ilias and if you give AJ Storr the open shot from 12 to 15 feet, they're deadly. They're deadly.
Dia's good at that shot.
The fadeaway. Yeah. He's got the turn.
But they're finally getting those shots, yeah. Though, Gary. And, you know, you mentioned Patton Pinkins. That kid's going to be a star. I mean, he is going to be a big-time player. I mean, he's got really good moves. He can hit a shot from time to time. But, you know, but you're right. They've kind of rolled all those centers into one, kind of like the Chicago Bulls used to do back in the early 70s, you know, where they had Boerwinkle and a bunch of other guys that were just so-so. And, you know, to me, the kid from Butler, I mean, he does get in there and rebound. I don't think he's that talented, but, you know, he plays hard.
Well, we really appreciate it, G-Man, and hopefully Ole Miss this week, they can get at least a split between Auburn and Kentucky, and if they get they win them both.
I think they beat Auburn tomorrow night.
I do, too. Tell us about record. That matchup before we let you go.
First of all, Auburn is not as big as they once were. They got that guy, Pettaway, I think is his name, and then they got another kid, Hall, who transferred from UCF, which is a left-hander, can really shoot it. They got Murphy, who played at State, who's a big 6'10 player, who gets in there and rebounds. And the best guy is Hall. And then there's another kid, Williams, who's a freshman, who was highly recruited. And then they got a guy, I hope I'm saying this right, Jukovic or something like that, who is from Ukraine or somewhere, and they get in there and they hit the boards. But then again, they're an up-and-down team just like Ole Miss. I mean, they got beat 30 by Michigan earlier in the year. But I think it's going to be a good game, and I think it's a Rebel victory.
Well, we appreciate it, G-Man, and hopefully we'll talk next Monday.
Absolutely. Good.
Thank you, buddy.
To you guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Filip Jovic is who he's talking about from Bosnia, and he's the one that led them in their last game in the win that they had. They've got six guys averaging 9 or more points in conference play, but they're not what you've been accustomed to watching over the last couple of years.
Wonder how the younger Pearl is doing.
That's
moments, right? Moments. Yeah. I think he's been an assistant coach, right? First time to actually get to do it on any level as a head coach. There's got to be some growing pains and things that you're doing along the way. I think it's a gettable game, but you look at the league, man. It's two teams at 4-1, Florida and Texas A&M, and then there's now seven at 3-2, including Ole Miss.
Well, the bottom line is you got to play every game.
Correct.
There's nobody that's terrible, and there's nobody that's great.
Win your home games. Hope you can go close to 500, if not 500, on the road, and Ole Miss is found too early on the road. That's huge. Now just protect home court.
Gary, what are the outside of the Ole Miss family, what are they saying that Ole Miss needs to get to down the road to make that NCAA tournament?
11-7 in the league. That's 8-5 the rest of the way.
Yeah,
I think that, because that gets you to what, 19-12.
That's right. Before the SEC
tournament. Yeah, 10's going to be, I think, close. You're going to have to do a couple of things, but if you get to 11 in the league, you're going to be, I think, NCAA net wise, going to move you close into the 40s and maybe 30s. I think it puts you in a really good spot.
Okay,
because everybody else is so high ranked right now, anyway.
I know. What does Ole Miss have to continue doing or do moving forward to get to that 11 wins?
Just what they're doing right now. They're playing hard, and they now, I think, no, this is my role, and if I get this 5 minutes, I got to go out and give it all. That's what the guys are doing. When they get their minutes, they're going out and they're busting it. They're doing whatever they can do. I would like to see. Of course, it's easy for me to say. I'm not out there battling those other guys. I'm not the one diving on the floor to get a 50-50 basketball or something like that. There's a couple of those plays a game. Like State got back in the game on two of those plays where they got down or we didn't control the ball and they got kind of those 5 points that Hubbard got there late. other than that, they're playing really well right now.
I think you're also seeing a master class in coaching.
There's
too.
No doubt.
I think that Beard is coaching by not by the numbers. He's coaching by feel, and watching that develop is fun to watch. Just I don't know. He's there's no set rotation. It's who's producing, and if you're not, come over here and sit with me for a little while. I think he's doing a great job, really great job, the last three games.
My perspective is the most important player going forward is Elias. When he's playing the way that he's starting to play now, they're a whole different basketball team. I think Storr has now got it. I think Dia, yeah, it's going to always be a struggle, right? But he has been the most consistent player this season. As much criticism that he gets for taking the outside shots and, you know, not playing hardly at all in the Georgia game, and he frustrates Beard, and I get it. But he's still been the most consistent player. But Elias got totally lost for about a month. Non-factor.
But didn't I tell you about 3-4 weeks ago, if he becomes aggressive – and eventually just says, I'm going to go do this, that we would take that move, and it's what's happened. Like, the European players, sometimes it takes them a little while to not play the game the, quote, right way that they're taught, right? We got to make this pass or that pass, and sometimes you just got to go do it. And Elias has gotten in the lane, gotten his floaters, and he's just gone, and he's done it here recently. Yeah, did it at State.
Like the announcer said, you know, in the State game, he was the best player on the court. And he has the highest upside. Dia's got extreme high upside too. But, you know, you're going to get a little struggle there with him. He, you know, he wants to be a big three guard. It's what really Dia wants to be. But Elias just takes the roster and the team to another level when he's playing at a high level. And I think he's starting to get it now. I think he's starting to learn. And this is why he came from France to America to get bumped around, to go down to the bottom. And he got out-muscled there, you know, for 10, 12 games. He just couldn't take the physicality of the game. But now he's starting to push back, and he's learning how to play in that type of game.
We had the text message that came in, what's keeping Travis Perry from starting? And it's Patton Pinkins. And it's Eduardo Klafke now stepping up. If you think about that, you've got Elias, 6'6". You got Patton at, what, 6'5". You got Eduardo's about 6'5", 6'6". And then you've got Dia in that 6'10 range with James. You've got five that's why they switch those screens. That's why they do what they do.
Great point.
But if you'll notice the other night against Mississippi State.
Double teams.
Well, they put a bigger guy on Hubbard.
That's right.
And they didn't switch.
Yeah.
They went over the top on the screens and kept those bigger guys on Hubbard. And I think it disrupted him the whole night.
That was great.
Definitely took
great
him out of what
move.
He wanted to do. And that's the thing. If they need to switch, they've got same like-size guys in the starting five early. Then it switches a little bit as the game goes on.
Travis has had his moments.
Yeah,
no doubt.
He's done a great
job
with
right
his
now.
Role. And,
yeah.
You know, but, again, it comes back to Beard having that feel for it. And I think that's just really special in a coach. I really do.
SEC and Ole Miss News brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. They're the South State leader in jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Wear your powder blue to the game tomorrow. It's an 8 o'clock tip against Auburn.
God almighty, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Like being thawed at 11 in the morning on Saturdays.
8 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yep, against Auburn. The Ole Miss women fell to number 18 in the poll after losing to Georgia yesterday. They're at Mizzou Thursday night, 6:30. The Tigers are 13-8 overall, 1-5. And Baseball America's top 25 came out. Try LSU 2, Mississippi State 3, Auburn 5, Georgia 6, Texas 8, and Arkansas 10. Then you get to Tennessee at 13, Ole Miss at number 16, Vandy 17, Oklahoma 19, and Florida 22.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's going to be
another meat grinder.
And I have no clue how D1 baseball didn't even have Ole Miss ranked in the top 25 or the couple teams that could contend for the top 25. We'll get back to that in the middle of the season when Ole Miss is ranked around number 10 or top 10 and fight for a national seed. I don't know. I don't know what they're examining over there at D1 Baseball.
11 of the top 25. 11.
Yeah. Because who else outside the ACC,
you got the
ACC is really
in
investing
there.
In putting NIL money into their rosters?
Right.
And that's what it's going to come down to. We talked about this before the show, Gary. Basketball in the SEC is about to start going down. It just is, because the money that these football teams in the SEC are spending right now, taking up the revenue sharing, and then you got programs like Villanova, Georgetown, you know, teams that don't even have a football program, they're going to be spending all their money on basketball. So, you know, this is the pinnacle of the SEC, and we've already started to slip a little bit this year, but I predict, and then starting next year, they're not going to have the money in the SEC to spend on these rosters that we've seen right now.
The Red and Blue Chip recruiting segment, the good, bad, and ugly, that finishes the program next.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Right, the Grove Collective, with a mission to create and enhance NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes, giving them protection and guidance in today's crazy NIL marketplace. What do we have in the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment?
Yeah, right now Ole Miss is currently number 20. The rankings with on three has just bounced around. You know, I remember one morning I went to sleep and they were number 4, and I woke up and they were number 17. So this stuff is ongoing. You know, they take into account to who you lose as well as who you gain, whereas 247 Sports is just taking who you gain and not who you lose. So that's why there's the discrepancy with 247 Sports. Ole Miss is number 2 in the portal rankings. But, again, they don't take who you're losing. The big news, really, to me, was from the Cal linebacker, Luke Ferrelli, that was at Clemson for a week. He was the ACC, they called him newcomer of the year. He was a defensive player of the year there in the ACC. 6'3", 225. He had 91 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 2 pass breakups, 1 sack, and 2 interceptions, Chucky, in as a freshman. You know, just a big-time linebacker. I think that was the position to me that probably, you know, you lost 3 linebackers there in Chambers, Yates, and Daughtry, and then you gained these 3. I thought that was the biggest upgrade probably on the team there at linebacker.
You think that he's the green dot guy, or you think Keaton Thomas is?
Keaton is going to be.
Okay.
I think Keaton's going to be that guy. Keaton Thomas from Baylor is an absolute stud. He's going to be big time. And I think you team Luke with Keaton there, that's going to be one of the best 1-2 punches in college football there at linebacker.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I know. It was shaky this year, no doubt about it. Michigan State running back McKeel Frazier signed with Ole Miss today. He made Ole Miss's number 100 running back. They signed in the portal. I'm joking there. That's actually the fourth portal running back they picked up there. Now, they did lose four running backs into graduation this year. They were all seniors, so it does make sense there. But he's the number 8 overall running back in the portal, the number 123rd overall player in the portal, regardless of position. He averaged a little over 5 yards a carry. He had 520 yards rushing this year, 7 TDs. He's got multiple years left there at Ole Miss. South Carolina sophomore tight end Michael Smith, was added to the roster over the weekend. Chucky, this is one I really, really like. I think we'll come back to this as one that nobody talked about that contributed the most. This is my guy right here, Michael Smith. He's 6'5", 250 pounds. Chucky and Gary, they wanted to get some more athleticism, get somebody that can go kind of like what we saw this year, where they can slide Caleb Odom out there to the outside receiver. That's why you didn't see them add a lot of guys in that 6'3", 6'4 range on the outside receiver there. Michael Smith is the guy. He was a top 100 player, the number 2 tight end coming out of his class 2 years ago. He played as a true freshman, played some, had averaged a little bit, 11 yards a carry, had 3 touchdowns. Then last year, he played his 4 games, and then he sat out. He said he wanted to reserve his red shirt for college. I mean, now all these players are thinking in the future, you're getting so much money now to play college football. Those years of eligibility are important to them. So he sat out, went in the portal. Ole Miss was able to grab him. That's going to give Ole Miss some flexibility in that tight end room. Syracuse, 6'3", 185-pound sophomore Daryl Gill signed with Ole Miss. This is a guy that can take the top off. He is a big-time burner, evidenced by his 19 yards per catch average at Syracuse the first 2 years. He had 2 years at Ole Miss. And then we'll go to his teammate, former Texas and current played at Syracuse this last year, Jonte Cook. He was a 5-plus star player. That means you're a top 20 player in the country coming out a couple years ago. He had 45 catches for 549 yards and 2 touchdowns. So Ole Miss did a lot offensively over these last couple days.
And we finished with the good, bad, and ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They've got you covered, home or business. GAF Master Elite Contractor, warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text 662-644-4297 or it's riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good is fantastic job by Chris Beard and the Rebel Hoops team the last 3 games, 3 straight wins, beating Missouri at home and then 21st ranked Georgia in overtime there. MSU in Starkville. Those are just master classes in coaching. Getting Elias Cameradine, AJ Storr going are the keys, but he also is getting a lot out of Patton Pinkins, Eduardo Klofke, and Travis Perry. The Rebels are now 3-2 in the SEC. I'm going to call this good, too. I think we've done more than broken even on the transfer portal, probably a little bit ahead, and I think that's good. That's a good job by Pete Golden and Walker Jones and everybody involved. The bad, well, the NCAA said Ferris State didn't back Trinidad's case for another year, and that's just a flat-out lie. Ferris State does support it, and they showed where they supported it with the NCAA. And also, ugly, Lane Kiffin calling current Rebel players all the way until the final day of the portal. What a punk.
Yeah, I mean, it just – I thought he left Ole Miss because he didn't think he could win championships here, and he's trying to – get the players from there. But yeah, I mean, it was
that's just vindictive. That's all that is. It's not to make LSU better, that much better.
No.
You know, I'm sorry, but bless his heart, T.J. Dotter played hard and everything else, but he made most of his tackles 8 yards down the field, you know. And I'm not sad that he's gone. And I liked him when he was here, but you know we need to upgrade there.
Yeah,
and I think we did.
If it's true what Dotter was doing, Lane was getting Dotter to FaceTime the players and with stacks of cash on Bentleys and stuff like that, saying, "Get jump in the portal right now, come to LSU, it's yours."
Yeah.
Shame on T.J. Dotter and shame on Lane for using him as his guinea pig.
Yeah. I hated losing Devin Harper, and that's probably about the only one that went there that I'm – you know,
yeah.
Prince Will is a good player, not a great player. I think we replaced him.
Speaking of, he's still in question. You think he ends up there at LSU?
Yeah, he's going to LSU. I don't think there's any doubt about it. They're going to have to pay us, though.
Yeah.
They got to pay us a rev share part of his contract.
I don't think LSU's going to get that offensive lineman from Colorado, and that's probably going to be it. Hotty toddy.